Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Every year around this time, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech is resurrected.
Let freedom ring, and when this happens, when we allow freedom ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands.
And some years this timeless message holds even more resonance, like this year, as we're confronted with the massive inequality that exists in our country, laid bare by the police killings of black people, the disproportionate impacts of COVID-19 on communities of color, and the differences in treatment of far-right extremists at this month's insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. Joining us on Skype to reflect on MLK Day is Ruby Bridges. As a child, she was the first black student to desegregate an elementary school in New Orleans. Ruby, welcome and thank you for being here.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. What a year this has been for our country and the world. What are you reflecting on this MLK Day?
You are absolutely right about that. What a year. What comes to mind right away is that if we do not learn from our history, we are doomed to repeat it. Mm-hmm. And that's what this year feels like for me.
I read that when you saw people taking to the streets over the summer to protest the killings of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor, the first words that came to your mind were, "It's about time." This all felt so familiar because of your own experience.
Yes, I did feel that way. And what I meant about that was the fact that, yes, it looked exactly like it did in 1960 when I was, going up those stairs to first grade, not really knowing what I was seeing at the time. That in itself reminded me that the young people that I'd been speaking to all these years probably feel the same way, like not really understanding what was happening right before their eyes. But definitely it looked as if history was repeating itself. And I felt for a very, very long time that our young people really needed a cause to get behind. I remember being excited when the Parkland kids took to the streets over the gun violence in schools. We all know that Dr. King actually used young people in his movement. And I just felt like it was about time. I mean, there's so many ills in the world, and we need all the good foot soldiers we can get to actually help us.
Your story is forever seared into our collective consciousness. There's that Norman Rockwell portrait of you just 6 years old, bravely walking into William France Elementary School. It's just so resonant. There's the Bria Gulyer's depiction of that same portrait with incoming Vice President Kamala Harris walking behind you. That serves as a reminder of how far we've come. But your story in particular is still very important to hear today. What do you want people to remember about your experience as they make sense of what we're seeing?
Well, I think what's important about my story is the fact that I was 6 years old, not really knowing anything about disliking someone because of the color of their skin. To remind people that all of our babies come into the world with a clean heart, a fresh start in life. To remind them that it is us, we as adults, we take racism and we pass it on to our kids. And that is why we are seeing what we are seeing now, 60 years later, and that all of us as adults, we have a responsibility to make sure that our kids understand that it has no place. I believe I'm so dedicated to that because I just think that no child should have to go through what I did at 6 years old.
You talk about this pretty extensively in your book. You're also a mother of four sons. I've been thinking a lot about the mothers. On Friday in particular, MLK's birthday, I was thinking a lot about his mother's pain and sacrifice. You make a point in your book to say exactly what you're saying, that we should not sugarcoat brutality and the realities of racism, that it's a grown-up disease that is passed on from adults to children, as you're saying. Do you think this country is anywhere near getting to that root of the disease?
I sure hope so. I mean, I can't say for sure, especially after what we just saw, the attack on the Capitol. And I think that we have to be diligent about teaching our kids right from wrong and loving one another. We have to also teach them that they have to take the torch and pass it on. We cannot become laxed at this. And we have to remain hopeful. And we have to do it together. You know, united we stand, divided we fall. After this last election, I think all of us really, I was shocked. And I'm sure there are lots of us who were shocked just how divided this country really is.
Hmm. That's Ruby Bridges, civil rights activist and author of the children's book, This Is Your Time, reflecting on her experience and the state of our country on this Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Ruby Bridges, thank you so much for this conversation.
I appreciate it. Thank you.